now.
I hated that whole American expansion thing. I absolutely detested every single second of it, man. So okay. I don't have much positive to say about it.
How about that?
I'm glad that we opened up that can of worms, by the way, because I'm looking at your career here. You were an all-star in 92 and 94, all-Canadian in 92. What did you hate?
97, 98, 99, too, I think.
Yeah, but who's counting?
That's not on the thing you're looking at?
No, you got to go update your Wikipedia. Your Wikipedia hasn't been updated since 1994, Troy.
This is the Rod Peterson Show.
Hey, good morning, Canada and Canadian sports fans around the world. Welcome to the RP Show. That's Troy Westwood, by the way. That's what he's coming up a little later on. It's a good start, Darren Dupont. How are you?
I'm really good.
It's been a very volatile morning already.
I know.
You've noticed?
Yeah.
So we're going to try and settle it down here with your favorite sports talk program here over the next 2 hours, the first hour of which is live on Game Plus TV, North America wide. Big show today, and I'll tell you what, I don't want to talk a lot of hockey. My team got spanked last night and looked listless, so we've got football guests today. So thank you, Producer Clark, for lining these guys up. We got Nick Lewis, Hall of Famer in waiting, Texas product, and Calgary Stampeders great, Troy Westwood, the aforementioned. Multiple-time All-Star, as he will tell you, and the morning host from TSN 1290 Winnipeg. Winnipeg Blue Bombers great, Troy Westwood. Nataya Jay of the Toronto Argonauts going to join us from the 6. Very excited to talk to Nataya about all things football and societal stuff, too, maybe. We'll see what comes up. And Marc-Olivier Brulette. Now, this is interesting. Very interesting with Marco. Hall of Fame safety in waiting with the Alouettes. He used to fly right behind me on the Riders' road trips. He was a Rider for a year or two. Vegan. You familiar with those guys? A vegan?
Yeah.
So Nick knows this because he's been on many a road trip. They would go down the aisle, the flight attendants, chicken or beef, chicken or beef. He wouldn't eat either, right? He would bring his own meals. And then he would say, have fun eating the carcass of those abused animals, guys. Then he'd smile, right?
Yeah, of course.
But it was always fun with Marco. Wait, hey, he wants to be the next commissioner of the Canadian Football League. I didn't realize the job was open.
Yeah.
So we're going to be talking a lot about that with Dupes. And Nick Lewis, when he comes in, he's got a lot of thoughts. He has breaking news, I guess, something that he would like to unveil with regards to next steps in the CFL. How about that?
Yeah.
Okay, so those are the guests. Let's go with the quick six show topics today. Jordan, what do you say? Number one, Vancouver beats Vegas 5-2 last night. Major letdown. And you fans know the thought when it's your team. You wake up thinking about the game. You think about it all day. And then your team just lays an egg. And that's what the Vegas Golden Knights did last night, 5-2 to the Vancouver Canucks.
They had almost 100 shot attempts.
Mm-hmm.
Vegas did. But, you know, I get that. A lot of that comes, you know, power play time, second period when you're down and Vancouver gets into playing a defensive game. Yeah, it won't be, obviously it's not a sweep now, but it's a much different series. It'll be interesting to see how Vegas responds now in game three. But Vancouver woke up. Toffoli in the lineup was good. They were fresher. They played better as a team defensively. It was a much different game than game one.
By the way, a good morning from Game Plus Network. I say good morning to you guys and gals watching from Control in downtown Toronto from Game Plus. That's right. I was enjoying the replay yesterday. They replay the show at 4 p.m. Eastern on Game Plus Network, by the way. So that's cool.
It's nice.
Good morning. Well, good afternoon to you guys. And then Tampa Bay beat Boston 4-3 in overtime, and that was a fantastic game. But the games overlapped. So kudos to Sportsnet for dropping the Tampa game to watch my Golden Knights. But it was not a good game for them, as we pointed out. Both series are now 1-1, and there's a triple header today in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Life is good.
The first game with Boston and Tampa was so much fun to watch. So entertaining. And
all the games are.
And end-to-end and Braden Point. Had that bad offside early. I don't know if you saw that, but the goal got called back to tie the
What's
game.
What's bad about it? Darren, was he offside?
Yes.
Was he?
Yes.
Correct call was made. Stop it. All of you, stop it. How about Braden Point hustling your butt to get off the ice?
Yeah.
Maybe do that.
That's kind of gone by the wayside.
Stop blaming the refs.
Right? That's kind of gone by the wayside is... is get hustling to the bench, right, to get off.
But I thought that was the thing.
He made up for it. He had a good game outside of that. I'm sure he feels amply bad enough for it.
Moving on, because we'll be spending more time on these other topics. By the way, Todd Pinckney watching. He says, great to see you wearing your Flyers orange for game day, Rod. Let's go, Flyers. I'm buying in on the Flyers thing. There's something exciting about them. I've never cheered for the Philly Flyers a day in my life. And we also have a lot of viewers in Philadelphia, by the way. They've been writing me, DMing me, and all the rest. So, hey, go Philly. Why not? Point two, Raptors considering boycotting game one of round two of the NBA playoffs. And this is something that obviously is a sensitive topic. It's Black Lives Matter is the reason that they're doing it. The only reason I'm hesitant, well, there's a couple reasons I'm hesitant to talk about it, is the American channels are all over it. If you want coverage on that, you can go watch them. Two, can you folks, if something does come down, if the Raptors make a definitive decision, if they're not playing tomorrow, can you please let us know? I know Clark will be on it, but write in, text in, whatever. Three, and we'll get Nick Lewis's take on this. I had a police officer from Winnipeg text me yesterday and say, are you going to address this on your show yesterday or tomorrow? And I said, probably not, for the reasons I just laid out. There's enough coverage of it elsewhere. And he goes, well, we're being made to be the bad guys. We're not all bad guys. And I said, hey, can I say that I stand with both sides? Man, it's ugly. And it's not going away anytime soon to sit and talk about here for 1 or 2 hours today while, yeah, the word needs to get out. I don't think that we're solving anything. And who the hell am I to say?
Right.
I'll get Nick's take on that. But I guess the point the cops want out is we're not all bad guys. There are some bad guys. We're not all bad guys. Point three, Chicago White Sox, Lucas Giolito throws 2020's first no-hitter yesterday. You saw the highlights. Obviously, you weren't watching the game.
Right.
It was dramatic.
Yeah.
It was exciting.
Seemed like it.
So good for Lucas Giolito. Point four, the Blue Jays back to .500 again after losing 9-7 to Boston. We can talk a little Jays if you want. Not having Bo Bichette makes a difference.
It does.
Point five, John Ryan opts out. Spend some time on this. And again, I want to bring in Nick Lewis later on next segment to talk about this. Is this as calamitous as it looks? Because I'm seeing what the fans are saying on social media, and they're like, this is so sad. The league's falling apart right in front of us. The players are jumping off the ship. They're opting out, and the season's been canceled, and now the league's asking for money. Is it as calamitous as it looks? Because
no.
It looks bad.
It's not.
Yeah? What makes you say that?
Every offseason, or at least, well, right now, Joe Thornton's playing. Is he playing with HC Davos? He's playing somewhere overseas, and I've heard that he goes and does that quite often. There's an opportunity in his contract, and with a lot of pro guys, where if their season's done early, they can head overseas, they can play in Switzerland, or they can play in these elite leagues and play in the offseason, earn some extra money, whatever. There's always that opportunity that Joe Thornton might go over there, really enjoy it. I don't know his family situation, if he's married, has kids. I don't know any of that. Maybe he meets a nice girl over there. Maybe he gets a big endorsement deal and gets paid and is, this is too good. I can't leave. And doesn't come. There's always that risk. It's the same thing with John Ryan. Opts out of his contract. The NFL might come calling, you know, with McLeod Bethel Thompson. He might get an opportunity to back up in the NFL. That's a risk. But you're not playing anyway. You've got the opportunity. Why wouldn't you go and try it and explore it? And it's a win-win for the players, right? Because if they don't get the opportunity, they just come right back to their team. But if they do get an opportunity, then, hey, great. We're happy for you. So there is a little bit of risk, but it's not as bad as I think people are making it out to be.
I don't know what their fears are necessarily. That is, they see players opting out, which is the same as tearing up their contracts in the CFL. There's no season. Again, it looks bad, but is it as bad as it looks? I'll get Nick Lewis's take on that.
Yeah, it's not like they're ripping up their contracts and saying, my contract sucks. I hate it in Regina. I want to be a CFL free agent, because that's not an option, right? If you want to come back, you got to go back to the team that you were with. So
I think it's fair deal for both sides. The conditions to opt out, you do have to come back. You won't get government benefits if you opt out. John Ryan said, hey, that's okay. I don't need the money.
Yeah.
So he wants another swing at the NFL, and I hope that he gets it. Oh, man. Okay. Thank you, Jeff, for writing this in. He says, why Jeff Boehm, or Beam, depending on how you say it. You want to put that up on the screen, guys? And then I want the comment from Norway. He says, why is no one talking about using pay-per-view to financially prop up the CFL and maybe even junior hockey? People would pay to watch on TV. Nobody's talking about it, Jeff, because we talked about it in April. Where were you? And we all decided it's not going to work. TSN's not going to want that. They pay millions as it is for the right to broadcast these games to the whole country on TSN, the pay-per-view. And by the way, I don't know. Maybe in Saskatchewan they would pay X amount of dollars to watch the games. I'm wondering if in Toronto, Montreal, BC would do it. I think you got to be careful with even throwing that out there. What if you put it out and not enough people buy it?
I pay.
We talked about all
right.
this.
I pay for the NFL on DAZN online, and it's like $20 a month. A month, right? We're talking about needing to pay $100
per game.
A game?
Per game.
That's like a UFC card, right?
Every week.
You know, and even those, you don't pay for everyone. You pay for the big ones. Oh, McGregor's fighting? I'll pay for that one. Oh, he's boxing Floyd Mayweather? I'll pay for that. Most of the times, you go down to the bar or somewhere and watch it because the bar paid for it, right? No, it just we talked about it. Maybe it's something that comes up as a financial model, but it's not a putting money to watch the game on a subscription basis is a way to get some revenue in, but it's not a way to grow the game. We see it at university sports. It's a great little piece of revenue for them because you know, for friends, family, grandparents, they're all going to pay because they all want to watch their kids, their sons, their daughters, their grandkids, right? Nieces, nephews, but fans aren't going to pay. On scale anyway. They're not going to pay at scale that you need.
You get the CFL games for free right now. Are you going to be willing to pay? And not just for your beloved Rough Riders, but for the other three games every week? That's going to get pretty expensive for you, sir. So the reason we're not talking about it is we had talked about it months ago, and we realized that it's not going to work. Now, so what I love about the rollout, we cover all these topics. Robin in Prince Albert says the CFL has a national TV deal. The CHL does not. That's why people buy Western Hockey League games. $6.99 a game. That's where I think junior hockey is going, by the way, if they're not allowed to have people in the building to the 50% capacity that they'd like. Because it's not looking good right now. Time's getting away from us. December's going to be here before you know it. Now, the president of the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League sent out a letter to the sponsors yesterday, virtually guaranteeing they'll play. He's like, we don't have a start date yet. We basically promised that they'll play. You just said it. They've had a pay-per-view model streaming for years, and it makes a lot of money.
Yeah.
Junior hockey could do it, but they don't have a payroll. So it's a difference in the league-to-league-to-league model. So anyways, I thank you, John, for bringing it up, but I think we put that to bed a long time ago. Point six is not sports-related, but I think somebody could help me out, and maybe you can. Do I need to dress up for a meeting this afternoon at the legislature? Is there a dress code? Reason being, a couple years ago, I went and met, and you might have seen the photos of it, with one of the ministers, and I went straight from rider practice. I had shorts, Reeboks, and a pullover on, and people were ripping me online because they saw photos of the event that I hadn't dressed up to go to the legislature. So I have another of those meetings today. I'm going to be asking for money today. Do I need to dress up? I'm not saying,
no.
Like, maybe morally I should. Is there a law?
No, I don't think so. And the way I look at it is a couple things. I'm watching a docuseries on Amazon about the Michigan Wolverines. And who's the coach? Was in San Francisco.
Harbaugh.
Jim Harbaugh. And they go over there, dignitaries, and they all put on their suits and they go and they visit the Pope and do all that stuff. But I think about if, you know, a big dignitary like that or somebody's coming to, you know, New England Patriots practice, Bill Belichick's in his Patriots gear.
But it's on his turf.
Or if he goes, you know, off the field. When you went in your rider gear or your shorts and pullover from practice, that's you, right?
Right.
So I think it's okay. Wear an RP show shirt or wear what you got on. You're probably okay.
Okay.
They're meeting with you. Be the best you, right?
People are writing in here. John O'Flynn in Vancouver says, dress for success when at the legislature. Our friend Mick Panko writes in and says something similar to that. Jeff the Stamps fan says, if you're asking for something, I'd dress up. John in Kansas City with a good point. He says, yes, you dress up to show respect to the queen. I'm not going to meet the queen.
That's the flip side, is in a situation, you can't be overdressed, right? You can't look
they
too,
say
you
that.
You can't look too good.
They say that, but you can be overdressed.
It generally, you can. But yeah, there is those situations where you roll in and you're like, this doesn't fit.
This doesn't fit
at all.
Well, JR and Cranbrook says, if you want money, dress up. That's saying something. I'm sure Randy Ambrosi was dressed up when he met before the House of Commons Standing Committee on Finance. So yeah, that makes a good point there.
But if you're, it's 30 degrees this afternoon, if you're sweating through a three-piece suit, that will look worse than showing up in shorts and a nice polo.
Well, let me tell you this. I was told once by an owner of a team that I worked for, he said, you can never be overdressed. That's the phrase that you just used.
Yeah.
I tell you what, if I wore a suit to the Motor Speedway, I'd get rolled. I'd get rolled in the pits or in the parking lot. What are you doing? You think you're better than us? So I'm not going along with that. You can never be overdressed. But today, yes, thank you for the, yeah, thank you. Jacket and tie might be a little much.
Yeah.
Golf shirt. Pat McKetta in Winnipeg says, dressing up is overrated. Go as you are. The dress for success thing is an ancient relic from the 1980s. That's not that ancient.
But that's what also gives it that competitive advantage.
Because nobody else is doing it.
Nobody does it. So do it.
Okay.
Iron your shirt and present the best you. Right?
So these Under Armour track shorts that I'm wearing, probably not going to cut it. Okay. Glad I asked. Okay,
worthy.
Dudes. We'll see you back here for overtime.
You bet.
Marc Olivier Brulette coming up, Nataya J, Troy Westwood, and next segment, Nick Lewis in the bunker. We'll talk about all of these things. This has been the rollout for our friends at Flooring Superstore, and you're watching The Rod Peterson Show. Canada's daytime sports talk show returns in a moment on Game Plus TV Network and Facebook Live, as well as listen live at rodpeterson.com.
You got something to say? You want to add to this show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something.
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work, follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait, do it right now.
Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Celebrate the 5th anniversary with friends, family, everyone you know. Plan your next group experience with your Saskatchewan Rush. Group benefits include block seating, ticket discounts, and a dedicated fan experience coordinator. For more, visit saskrush.com/groupnightout.
Sports. Download the app today.
Some of the challenges we face with the CT technology that we have today is some of the deficiencies in around integration with some of our other systems. The addition of two new 4D simulators within the programming at the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency is going to have significant impact on you know, the care we provide to the people of Saskatchewan.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
All right, welcome back to the program, everybody. We got CFL receiving king Nick Lewis in the bunker with us. How you doing, Nick?
I'm good. How you
doing? Good, good. We got a lot to get to with Nick, but look, just before we bring on Troy Westwood, another CFL great, our poll question today is, should the Raptors boycott Game 1 against the Celtics for Black Lives Matter? The poll for Capital Automall Universal Collision Center, 64% of you saying no, they shouldn't. This is a huge topic, Nick, just from basketball purposes. It's, if you boycott it, are you forfeiting it? And if you're forfeiting it, the Celtics are going up 1-0. And why are they not boycotting? Because, you know, the ethnicity of the Celtics matches the Raptors. Where are you on this? Just the basketball thing, not Black Lives Matter.
I just think the Raptors, I think their heart's in the right place, but they made the decision to come back and play, and they're bringing awareness to it. I think they should play. It's very hard to watch what's going on, but when you look at it from a sports stance, and the NBA has been on the forefront with LeBron and Carmelo and those guys, D. Wade, they have shown that they will stand up. The commissioner says, he talks about it. You see Doc Rivers and Steve Kerr and Popovich, and they're very vocal about their stances on things. So I think they just keep fighting a good fight, but you got to play, man. Once you made a decision to come back and play the games, let's keep the entertainment going, but keep sending the message that things have to change.
Vince Carter saying this morning on ESPN that, hey, you can skip regular season games. Nobody's really going to notice. Playoffs, that's when you send a message. That's the other side of that. So there's that. And then what did you think about the Winnipeg cop texting me saying, are you going to talk about this today? Because we're not all bad guys. Where are you on that as an American?
Man, I have a lot of friends that are cops. It was conditioned a long time, and there's a lot of things in place, especially in the U.S. And me personally, I see the meme, you ever think that cops don't bother you if you don't do anything? And I was like, wow, look at the privilege, right? I've been pulled over multiple times. I've been asked to get out of the car multiple times, and I've been having to sit in a cop car, once because my wife was in the backseat with our daughter. We're going back to South Dakota, and he goes to her window, and the first thing out of his mouth is, are you okay? And then he asked me where we're going. We said Canada. He thought I was kidnapping him. Like, without any conversation, without anything else. I mean, that's what you go through. And I mean, I fear my life, right? I'm a bigger black guy. It's not like I'm small, so it's not hard for a cop to say he's threatened by me. And I fear my life. And I just hope it doesn't take me losing my life for people to start caring.
Right. Well, that's... I can't put myself in your shoes for obvious reasons. Yeah. I saw the video of the Masai Ujiri thing going, are you kidding me? They're defending the security guard when it's on video that he started the whole thing. That scared the hell out of me because I haven't lived it like you've lived it, Nick.
Yeah.
But that cop friend of mine would condemn the guy what he did to you.
100%. And I think for so long, cops have protected the badge instead of protecting the people, right? It was protect the badge first.
Yeah.
We stand up for the bad guys and but for the bad cops, and now it's came to a head. I think the good cops have to really step out. And, you know, it's hard for everyone. It's hard for good cops. It's hard for good people because you're the ones that's going to suffer off of the bad ones, right? You can criminalize some of these people that are being shot, but it still makes it harder on the good cops. It still makes it harder on the good people that are going about their everyday lives that now have to be stereotyped. If you're a cop, you're stereotyped as a bad cop or a racist. If you're a good person, you're stereotyped as a criminal or a thug. And it's unfortunate, but until the good cops stand up, I mean, you can't really do anything about it. But they need to separate themselves from the bad, and they need to call the bad out.
We'll come back to that. We're just going to bring in Troy Westwood now, CFL great. And I should mention for our new viewers, I'm going to get to these guys' bios. I just assume you know everybody. Westy, how are you, my friend? How are things in Winnipeg?
Mother, a little bit for the boys on Friday night down at the stadium, but other than that, everything's cool.
Okay, guys, we can't continue. Yeah, we might have to call Troy West. Sorry, Westy. I just caught something. What? And that's all that we have. So while we bring Troy Westwood in on the phone, by the way, I think it's like 17, 18 years with the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, multiple all-star. Nick, on the players opting out across the CFL, fans are concerned, they're worried. Is it as bad as it looks for the CFL right now?
I don't think so. I think they're sustainable for next year. Players opting out, if I'm in a 1 year and I'm going to be a free agent in February, why would I not actually opt out and become a free agent today and have an extended free agency or get a jump on everybody else? If I'm with the same team and I'm in a 2 or 3 year contract and maybe I played well last year, why would I not opt out and try to get a new contract, right? Try to get some extra money, you know, put some leverage in it. And, you know, they do have to come back to the same team, but they also have to agree to a contract. They're not coming back for the same contract. So you don't see guys that are in their first year really opting out unless they're going to the XFL or going to the NFL. And you don't see guys that's not established really opting out because they don't know if they're going to get another job or another opportunity.
This is one thing that you've known all along, but I think the fans are just finding out is not every player is in the same situation. For instance, Cody Fajardo wouldn't want to opt out of his deal. He's making a lot of money. He's got a good deal.
Yeah.
John Ryan's near the end of his career. He knows that he can play wherever and whenever he wants. He says he doesn't need government assistance right now. So he does opt out. Every player's situation is different. Right. Yeah. I think everybody thinks everybody's player's situation is the same.
It's not like you're getting paid. Right. So it's not like you're missing out on money to opt out. And if it benefits you personally, opt out. And I think John Ryan was on a 1 year deal. So, like I said, if he's on a 1 year deal, then he can opt out. I mean, I don't see John really going and playing anywhere else. I think because he was playing here allowed him to play, come back to the CFL. But, yeah, if he wants to go punt and try to make an NFL team, why not?
Why not?
You're not going to miss anything anyway.
It's like Brett Lowther said, if not now, when? That's why he opted out. That was my chance.
That's it.
Right? So, okay, well, they say that we've got a better connection with Troy Westwood now. Winnipeg Blue Bombers, great. Looking it up here, where is it from? Eastern All-Star, virtually all of the 90s. With the Bombers, 91 to 07, and then back again in 09. Troy, there. I can see your eyelashes flickering. We got you good. How you doing, Troy?
Good, brother. How you doing?
Good. I'm going to ask you your thoughts on the Raptors boycotting Game 1 for Black Lives Matter. Where would you vote on whether they should do that or whether they shouldn't?
I would vote in the full support mode, man. I said this morning, man, that right now, like, this is all about how do you maximize, how do those guys maximize the input and the impact right now of helping to create the change that they and most of us with good and decent hearts are in search of right now. And to me, right now, every day, like, you got a couple of Raptors today, you had Doc Rivers behind the microphone that brought tears to the eyes of most, and he himself as a man was breaking down and delivering what he was talking about. They are making change right now, man. And I know it's not instantaneous, it's not happening overnight, but it can't be denied that what they're doing right now. I know this most recent hideous, disgusting incident in Wisconsin has everybody shook right now. But I think it was Powell with the Raptors saying that he was frustrated to change right now, and things aren't, it's not going to be like the room and flicking your light switch is concerned, but those guys are creating so much change. You look at the way that they've affected the NFL, for Pete's sake, right? They're like, the Lions now are allowing their team to, or there's no big controversy in them stopping practice to go and participate in some of the activities and events going on. And you have like BLM is relevant and a part of MLB, right? Like, they're in the NHL, like the sport of basketball, the guys in the NBA are creating great change. They make the largest impact with that. And to boycott, maybe boycott games, maybe that's a way, right? Economically, it would cause a lot of trouble. But right now, the more often the microphones are in front of the faces of those fellas every single day after practice and games, the things that they're saying, and they are creating change. So I don't have an answer. Whatever they feel will create the most change on, I'm all in support of. And I guess the bottom line is, whether it's the guys in the NBA or anyone else right now in that way, as far as being a Canadian goes, whatever can be done. Like on Twitter, pretty active with it, man. So a change needs to happen. It's pretty freaking obvious about that, right? So whatever can be done to help us in the vision of creating change, I'm all for whatever that might take.
Good. I hope that it is making a difference. The shooting of Jacob Blake might prove otherwise, you know, but small steps is better than no steps.
Rod? Being there, the biggest thing, man, and I know LeBron James has got a group involved with this right now, but at this point in time, I know this isn't a political show, brother, but what's about to happen in 60-some-odd days down south with the election, that's where the change can start to take place. God forbid if the same guy is the president of the United States for the next 4 years, if people want to change and get things in a different, like it, that's the starting point. So I know that LeBron James has come out and they, with the helping out with the elections and that sort of thing, that's the biggest thing. Like that vote, whatever, and the youthful audience of the NBA, right? Getting the youth out voting and stuff like that, that should be a big part of their mandate to try and incite the change that they're looking for. Because that's if that doesn't happen, then there's a lot of trouble.
So now to the CFL, with the season cancellation, the fundraiser that they've outlined here with the fan base hoping to raise, I'm told, up to $10 million, and now the players opting out. Is it as bad for the CFL as it looks right now, in your opinion?
What's the situation with the CFL? And I was bewildered to hear it, but I heard some, like more than one voice along the lines of the bottom line was whether they played the games or not. Pardon? It wasn't going to be much difference? Why in the world aren't you playing the games? Even if there was a loss put in of going forward and playing games, how is that not more impactful in a positive manner than missing out on this whole thing? And it's a shame what's happened here. I don't think it's going to do anything to destroy or crush the CFL. It's kind of like hitting a pause button. No one's going to convince me that interest of the CFL fans that exist in Canada, that they're going to dissipate or disappear or lessen their interest in the CFL because there's no playing this year. But I agree, Gary Lawless made some great points. There's not going, it's going to be greatly lessened as far as college football in the States. Like if you wanted to make something back that way or just be relevant and have the guys play, it was just and right from admitted mistakes, and that's certain. There were so many things that came.
Hey, guys, this is breaking. We're going to continue, or we can barely understand him. Okay, we're going to pause that. Can we take a commercial yet? I'm so sorry, Troy. I had asked for it to be on the phone, and they didn't put it on the phone, so we can't do that. Nick, did you see the comments from Gary Lawless yesterday regarding that they should have played, that there's this out-of-sight, out-of-mind thing? Do you agree with what Gary had to say? Or if you didn't see it, do you agree with that thought?
I just think that, you know, it's shown. I've talked about it before. These owners are not willing to lose a lot of money like that consecutively, and I think they should have tried to get something done, but there's so many factors. I think it goes way beyond just money. It goes to housing. It goes to, you know, so many different little things that I think goes into playing. And I just think they started too late to try to get that done from that standpoint.
Mm-hmm. I see John, the viewer in Winnipeg, says, what's Troy's thoughts on the Grey Cup fan base promotion, good or bad? Since we don't have Troy, I'll put it to you, Nick. $350, you can get your name on a base for the Grey Cup trophy on a stand. When you say it out loud, it doesn't sound that spectacular to me.
It's a gimmick.
Yeah, what your take on that?
It's a 108-year league. Like, what are you doing? Why is there no growth that you can't sustain one bad season? Right? like I have some things I'm going to talk to the PA about, but about helping those guys generate some income. But you know, for me, what I see is that the CFL's done a horrible job of marketing its top players. It's done a horrible job of growing the game over the course of where it was to where it's going. And, you know, when I look back, it's like 91, I believe, or 90, Rocket signs that $6 million deal.
91, yeah. People still talk about it.
It almost bankrupt Toronto. But wait a second, though. He signed a $6 million deal because he got more money in the CFL than he was going to make as a number or as a first or second round draft pick in the NFL. And look where we are today. Look where the NFL is now. And look where the CFL is now.
It's unbelievable.
Like that's the thing that blows my mind is I think we live with the fact of people will love the sports, people will love the Canadians, but there has been a lack of promotion of the Americans that come up here. They do charity work here. They're in the communities. They live in the communities now. A lot of them, you know, like Belton's still here. Wes is still here. Chris McKenzie's still here. There's so many players that's still here that ingrace themselves in these communities. And I just think they do a horrible job of marketing the players. And that's all the NFL did. They created NFL Network and fantasy football and market their top players. If I'm a kid and I never see a Bo Levi commercial or a Mike Riley commercial or a Cody Fajardo commercial until football season.
Wow.
But I can see them at the grocery store.
No, I'm with you. And that's clearly I see things differently than the Canadian Football League does in the marketing business arena. You and I seem to see them the same way, but people are buying season tickets in that 6 month off season. Businesses are buying sponsorships in that 6 month off season, but they don't want to do interviews and they want to go dark and they don't want to promote their players in the off season. Well, that's when the business is done.
Yes.
The commissioner has said that this is the business season, but then you don't want to do interviews and be public. Like I just don't get it, but I'm tired of banging my head against the wall. We got to take a break. Oh, just hang on. Robin in PA says, like you said, Rod, before, take the head office of the CFL out of a place that doesn't care about the CFL, put it in a CFL love market. I never said that. I don't know who said it, but I never said take the head office out of Toronto. So don't attribute that to me because I don't think it's a good idea. Jeff, the Stampeders fan, says, I know this will make eyes roll, but the best tool the CFL has is Bo Levi Mitchell. Nobody's arguing with you there. He's the best quarterback in the league. Nick has a very innovative thing that we're going to unveil when we come back. Smiling already thinking about it. So hang on. Especially you, those of you in Atlantic Canada, you're going to want to pay attention to this. It's the RP Show, Game Plus TV Network, Facebook Live, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Head to youtube.com/The Rod Peterson Show now. You got to subscribe. Click the subscribe button for all the content you may have missed.
IKS Live. IKS Live. Western Canada's premier production services company. LED sign rentals. Video production. Event management. Look no further than IKS Live. Visit our website, IKS Live. Always the best seat in the house. IKS Live.
At Prairie Mobile, you can get the phone you want when you want. All smartphones are $0 every day. With convenient locations across Saskatchewan, Prairie Mobile, your Sastel authorized dealer, has you covered. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445.
People donate blood for moments like this.
But there are lots of reasons why Canada's Lifeline needs donors every day.
Like the fact that someone with leukemia can need up to 8 units of blood a week.
Or that donated blood lasts no longer than 42 days. or to help new moms and babies, like Henry.
There's lots of reasons to donate blood. That's why we need donors every day.
The need for blood is constant. Join Toyota and our Toyota dealers in supporting Canada's Lifeline.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years, and it's been a great experience.
At Suds, we make your car shine. It starts with our state-of-the-art wash system. Our NeoGlide wash material is safe and gentle on vehicles and buffs your finish to a brilliant shine. Plus, we hand dry and inspect every vehicle for a top quality result. I'm Kirby.
And I'm Natalie. Whether you're getting an exterior wash that takes 10 minutes or treating yourself to an interior cleaning, the result's going to be the same. Your vehicle's going to look great.
Suds Full Service Car Wash.
We'll make your car shine.
Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Welcome back, everybody. Wednesday morning, episode number 305 of Canada's Daytime Sports Talk Show continues with a sports update. A strong bounce-back effort from the Vancouver Canucks after a poor Game 1. The Canucks pulled even in the series with a 5-2 victory over the Vegas Golden Knights last night. Tampa Bay is even with Boston in their NHL Conference semifinal after a 4-3 overtime victory in Game 2. Andre Palat scored the winner at 4:40 of overtime, and they're back at it today as part of a Stanley Cup playoff triple header. It's the first no-hitter of the season. Lucas Giolito had 13 strikeouts and allowed just one walk as the White Sox beat Pittsburgh 4-0. The Toronto Blue Jays fell back to 500 after dropping a 9-7 decision to Boston. And three shutouts on the Major League Soccer scoreboard last night. Montreal blanked Vancouver 3-0. Chicago beat Cincinnati 3-0. And Philadelphia edged New York 1-0. Just one game on the Canadian Premier League schedule saw Pacific FC defeat Valor FC 2-0. That is your Wednesday sports update for Ballers Rec Room, Saskatchewan's newest entertainment destination. And for Red Bull Canada, Red Bull gives you wings. From Craig Campbell's watching in downtown Toronto from the Hockey Hall of Fame. And he writes in, can we put it up, guys? Companies need to embrace our professional football players like Bel Air. The teams in the league no doubt push their players with their partners. TSN makes a point of doing that with upcoming game bumpers. That part's true, but that's TSN. Are they working with the league itself? I'm not sure, but I know this. Nick is very popular with our viewers. You always win rock star of the day. We got to get a hat big enough to fit that melon. But do you want to jump into the thing you want to announce? Let's do it here.
Yeah, let's do it.
You go ahead. Well, the floor is yours because I'm not really sure what you're doing
here. So the last time I was on.
Yeah.
And I popped in, I think, and we talked about the Atlantic Schooners becoming the Atlantic Legends. So we went and got creative, and we kind of created an Atlantic Legends football team that could go out and win 12, 13 games next year.
You're playing
year.
Against current CFL teams. This is not an alumni thing. This is not...
Yeah, we would play against current CFL
yeah,
teams.
Of course.
But we'd have to create two rosters because... We're old. We can only play every other week. I can't play 18. I can play 9.
Are you paying for half salary?
I will.
Okay.
I will.
Sorry. Continue.
But here's the offensive stuff. And let us know what you think about this because I think it's very cool because if you want to draw a lot of popularity and a lot of attention, and you look at these lineups right here, We have Rombie Bryant, G. Roy Simon, John Cornish, Kevin Glenn, Calvin McCarty, myself, Milt Stegall, and Fred Stamps at receiver and running back. And then in the O-line, you got Edwin Harrison. I seen the guy just last month or a couple months ago. He can still play. Ben Heenan, he retired young.
Yep.
I know he still got it. John Gott, I know he can still do it. Derek Dennis is still in shape to do it. And Javon Ofolier, I know he can get it done. But then if you look at even the second roster with Chad Owens, Ryan Thelwell, James Wilder Jr., Ricky Ray, Rolly Lombala, Andy Fantuz, S.J. Green, and Ernest Jackson.
These are big names.
These are big names.
And not old guys.
No.
Well, Milt.
The oldest is Milt. But Milt's probably in a better shape of any of us.
Right.
Right. But that's a great roster. And we got Darren Durant as well. And if you look at the kicker, Chris Melo, Rob Mavert, punter, Randy Chevrier, he'll be able to snap from his grave at 89.
Oh, yeah.
And Steph Logan as a returner.
What about D? Did you do D?
Yes, we did D. We did a defense.
What do you got?
Here's the defense. I'll start with the defensive backs. Tad Cornegay at field corner, besides Ryan Phillips, two of the smartest DBs that probably ever played the game. And Chip Cox at safety. You need the speed. He can still run. Brandon Smith, he just retired, so he can make the list with Dante Marsh at the boundary corner. Then at linebacker, Corey Banks at Sam. He played there in BC, so I like that. Juwan Simpson at middle linebacker. And Keon Raymond at the wheel linebacker. I like that because now we'll be able to play any kind of combo coverage. And we have six DBs on the field, or seven DBs on the field at all times. And they can all make tackles, and they can all play. Right, you look at the front, we have Sean Lemon, Odell Willis, Keith Shuligan, and Doug Brown with Eddie Steele backing them up, Gabe Napton, Ricky Foley, and John Chick. And then, you know, that you can see the list there backing up on the DBs, man. That's another awesome list. Javon Johnson, Billy Parker, Trey Young, or Marco Bruyette, Eddie Davis, and Omar Morgan. I mean, I don't know two people that, you know, when you look at Corey Banks and Dante Marsh, Omar Morgan and Eddie Davis – were just as great as a tandem, right? That mm-hmm. tandem was awesome.
I'm just looking at this going, this is an eclectic, a hybrid mix of guys that are current free agents, like Derek Dennis plans to play. Chip Cox has said he would like to and could still play. Versus guys that have been out of the game for a few years, like John Chick, who's probably more shredded now than when he played,
Doug
but
Brown.
Is he football strength? Well, I'm not sure Doug would want to. Doug yeah. watches every day.
I Doug, put you on the list, Doug.
Do you want to be on this team, Doug Brown? Over there, he probably does. Nelson, our VP of Sim Events, says, how does KG get the start over Ricky Ray? Hey, ask the coach. He's sitting right here.
Well, KG played with Milt and those guys, and what you do is you have to – it's like a hockey lineup. You have to put the guys with the guys. Like, I like KG.
Yeah.
I never played with Ricky Ray. Me and KG have instant synergy. Him and Fred Stamps and all these other guys. Like, we have these things, right? So you can mix and match. Won't you let us know what your lineup is and what you would do? Can we get that up on rodpeterson.com?
Yeah, of course we can.
And then you can go to rodpeterson.com, and you can mix and match and make your own lineups and then share it on Twitter.
Clark can send me the slides, and I'll put them up there. But I like this. JR and Cranbrook wants to know who the head coach is. May I humbly submit? He's still working. Corey Chamberlain. You don't like that.
I like Corey. Chris Jones.
He's working, too.
The head coach got to be retired?
What'd you say? What did Clark just said
Wally.
That. I didn't say he had to be.
Wally.
Out of work.
Wally. We'll take Wally.
Wally would probably do it if he just had to coach games. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, we don't really need a bunch of coaches. We got coaches on the field.
Yeah, that too.
I mean, all we have to do is put together a game plan and just communicate.
By the way, KG Schmidt writes in and says, oh, I hate Nick so much. Why am I liking him? Oh, I wish I had a dollar every time I heard another Stamps first down. Nick Lewis. Great guest. Nick, the people love you. That probably doesn't surprise you. It's got a nice feeling, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Gotta be.
When I go golfing, I hear it all the time. You know, somebody was chirping me the other day on the golf course. Like, where's your Ryder Green at? I was wearing a Stampeder red. It didn't have the logo on it, but It was just a red shirt. My tiger red.
Was it Sunday?
It might have been Saturday. But I, yeah. You know, sometimes I feel better in that tiger red and hope my golf game gets going. But yeah, he was saying that. And I was like, you know what? I'm a fan of all nine now.
Yeah.
Right.
Me too. And that's a good feeling too. By the way, how much time? Listen, we're going to take a break. When we come back, viewer takeover, get your questions and comments ready. Prairie Mobile text line 306-840-8777. If you haven't done it yet, write it down. Put it on your coffee table or fridge. Prairie Mobile is your authorized SaaS telemobility dealer. We'll get to the viewer comments. And listen, is now the time when the CFL does come back to welcome in that 10th team? The Atlantic Legends. Is now the time? Is it more attractive for a potential owner when this league gets its costs in line? We'll talk about that and more. It's the RP Show, Game Plus TV Network, Facebook Live, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show?
You can still chime in from wherever you are in the comment section. As a matter of fact, we encourage that.
What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something.
Download the app today.
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
Some of the challenges we face with the CT technology that we have today is some of the deficiencies in around integration with some of our other systems. The addition of two new 4D simulators within the programming at the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency is going to have significant impact on you know, the care we provide to the people of Saskatchewan.
Does this look familiar? Your fans deserve an incredible arena experience. It's time for an upgrade. Stunning graphics. Revenue opportunities are just the beginning with our in-venue display systems and scoring technology. Let us help you find the best solution for your facility. DDG. Always delivering the best fan experience. Find us at ddgregina.com.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work. Follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait, do it right now.
Oh.
Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now, back to the studio with Rob.
Hey, welcome back to the RP Show, everybody. I got to get this out here. Nick, what day is it today?
Wednesday.
Yeah, it's Wednesday. Trick question. Dark Horse is Woodbine's new easy-to-use betting app that brings the thrill of the track right to you. Its AI-powered insights and strategies help you make smarter bets straight out of the gate. Feel the excitement of live-streamed horse races wherever you go. Get $30 to start betting when you sign up today using promo code GET30. The guys at Dark Horse and gals have added another additional $30. Use the promo code DHROD, as in Dark Horse Rod, DHROD. You'll get another $30 put in your account to bet with. That's very exciting. Thank you to Woodbine Entertainment and Dark Horse for partnering with us on that. It's viewer takeover. It's unreal. People are fighting in the comment section here on Facebook Live, those watching there. Nick Lewis is with us. He put out his Atlantic Legends roster, and it's pretty good. They might actually win some games once they recover from the pulled muscles and so forth. But Nick, I haven't asked you this. Where you think the CFL is going to come back from? With the players opting out, they're going to come back, or they'll find more players. That's not as big a deal to me.
Yep.
But the financial aspect of this, the money still isn't there. It's going to have to come from Ottawa, the NFL Canada version, or MLSE, as I've said. Like, again, and who knows if they're even going to play next year? What are you guys saying about that?
I think they'll play next year.
Do you think
they're 100% in on next year. I think that was part of the reason why they made a decision not to play this year, to go 100% on next year, regardless if there's fans or not. But like you said, pay-per-view is awesome. Like, what is a season ticket in the CFL? And divided by 18.
$600, $700, $800.
Let's say what a season ticket is. Add $100 and divide it by 18. And that's what you charge a game. Or you charge monthly for however many games. Or whatever the case is. Because at the end of the day, everybody wants to see the CFL. And they want to see a great product. Right? And if, as a fan, I will pay $200 to watch the CFL for a season. I'd pay $300 to watch the CFL for a season. Because I know potentially it's not long term, but at the same time, it's something that I'm going to get my money's worth. And the problem with TV now, it's so good. You got 4K going into 8K. You have the yellow line. You have the commentators. You have everything. You have your own beer out of your own
fridge. So comfortable, yeah.
So comfortable. And you look at some of these stadiums. I mean, Winnipeg's done great. Hamilton's done great. But then look at Calgary Stadium. Like, do I want to sit in my own house and watch it? Do I want to go to Calgary's Stampeder Stadium and watch a game on the cold concrete? Right? So there's some things that need to be upgraded, but at the same time, man, it's so good on TV. Why would any – like, you're getting it at home.
It's amazing on TV, yes. But what people need to get their head around – and this is where I'm saying the Grey Cup fan base idea of getting your name engraved on a stand, it just isn't cutting it. You need to convince people why they need to support the CFL. Because I love going to the stadium. I love going to the arena. That's where I go to see my friends. I would rather be at the park, but that's from a lifetime of being at the park. You're saying it. More people want to stay at home now because that's where the creature comforts are. Well, the league needs the money, so dig in your pocket and pay for those games.
Yeah.
But I don't know if the league wants that or not.
Putting the name on the cup or stand. I look at guys like Milt Stegall, who did so much for this league, who continues to do so much for this league, and to never get his name on the cup.
Yeah.
But now he can pay $300 to get his name.
On the stand.
On the stand. Like, think about that. Like you're giving up something that the only reason I prepared every year, I was never preparing to be a Hall of Famer. I was never preparing to be like the best in the league. I was preparing to be the best that I could be and win championships. That's why we play the game. And now if people can get a name on it for $300, I feel like it's to the players, it's another thing that's disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a sacred thing, right? You know you're immortal because your name's going to be on that cup forever. It's immortal. But yeah. Now you're saying it's worth $300.
A lot of guys are saying that. Yeah. I think it could have been rolled out a little better, and I think there needs to be more. But, Nick, we covered a lot today. As always, I appreciate the time, and every time you come in, you make more friends. So keep doing it.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
The Lulu Logic Podcast.
Yeah.
Find it on Facebook. You're doing great things there.
Appreciate it.
We do got a roll. Next hour, Nataya J of the Argos and Marc-Olivier Brulette, who says he wants to be the CFL's next commish. Stick around for the rest of you. We'll see you tomorrow at 10 a.m. Mountain right here on Game Plus TV. So I punched him.
Of course you did.
I've chased adrenaline my entire life. But I'm talking fourth quarter, monster hit, crowd losing it. Nothing beats the energy of a rush game.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
This isn't just a beer. This is a double-aged, never-back-down, full-of-heart Western beer. This is a beer brewed by 16 guys who risked it all. Original 16. Underdogs. Since 1989.
Matt, what are the top five reasons people come to Suds?
Number five, our advanced technology protects your finish and keeps your car clean longer. Number four, we knock off the snow and ice and towel dry to prevent freeze up. Number three, our famous Suds Ultimate thoroughly cleans your car's interior. Number two, you never need an appointment and you get a showroom shine. And the number one reason, we treat our customers like family.
Treat yourself and your car to a Suds full-service car wash.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards. They're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years, and it's been a great experience.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon, to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends. For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.